Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Hello and welcome once again to Voice Coaches Radio. I'm Warren Garling.
And I'm Chris Charling.
Chris, we got a Dear John letter this week.
Yes, we actually did.
Yeah, we did.
Literally.
Yes, yeah. Literally. Not that kind of Dear John letter, he said. It was sent to a friend of ours that perhaps you've heard of by the name of John Gologli. He roams the countryside introducing folks to voice acting.
It totally sounds like he's Sasquatch or something. Yeah,
well, he's
That's
not
the mental image I got.
No. But John's a great instructor, great voice actor, great guy. And he makes an impression on people all the time. And he made such an impression on a young lady we're going to talk to today that she wrote him a letter, Dear John, obviously, and he shared it with us. He thought we might want to see what she had to say and perhaps even talk with her. And guess what? He was right.
Yeah.
We have.
Yeah. So former student of ours, Terry Eifert, got in touch with us saying, I took your Getting Paid to Talk class out of curiosity in December, and now I have a career in voiceover.
Just like that.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
She did go on to take the classes through Voice Coaches, flew out to Albany in March to create her demo, and is now on the way to making this an active and lucrative career.
That's what she says right here in the memo to us. She wanted to thank us, and of course, you know, you're welcome, but it's the talent that you bring to this that, you know, you wind up taking away from it. But she said, thank you for coming to this seemingly small and innocuous city to inform and promote this career path. I'm so grateful. So when somebody sends a letter like that to you,
whether it's
to you or to somebody you work with, you feel good about it.
Yeah.
And that's why we figured, let's see if we can find Terry on the telephone.
Let's rope her into our circus of blabbering.
Exactly, yes, yeah. and see if she had anything interesting to say. And you know what? She did. It's a great interview you did, Chris.
Thank you.
We took out all the ahs and ums, okay? Because that just makes it more interesting.
It took it from about 50 minutes to about 10.
Exactly. But it's a Friday afternoon that we're recording this, so you can tell we're just a little
this
over the top.
All we've got.
Yeah, exactly. We're giving our last breath before a 3-day weekend here. But anyway, here's that interview that Chris did with Terry Eifert.
All right, Terry. Well, welcome to Voice Coaches Radio, and thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us and disperse some wisdom to our listeners. For starters, can you tell our listeners what is it that got you started in our field?
Well, I guess last December, I saw a class listed in our community education catalog called Getting Paid to Talk. I was curious about that, and I usually look through the catalogs. My husband and I like to take dance lessons.
Okay.
So it caught my eye, and I kept thinking about it, and I read about it, and I'm like, I don't even really know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I'm just going to satisfy my curiosity. And so I took the class, and John was teaching it, and he said, you know, what is voiceover? And I'm like, well, you're asking me? I'm hoping you would tell me. So once I understood what it was, I was like, oh my gosh, that sounds so cool. And I took the class, I did a recording, I talked to Warren the next day about classes, and I thought, this is something that really resonates with me, and so I signed up. And, you know, I live in Missouri, you guys are in New York, and so when it came time for the demo, I decided I really want to go out and see what this looks like, where the studio is, you know, really know who I'm talking to when I talk to people. And so that was really fun for me because I'd never been in a recording studio, and you guys have such a great setup there in so many different studios. And I appreciated you letting me pick some kind of out there copy in our class, and you encouraged me to do that. And I feel like that's been really good because people go, oh my gosh, you did this crazy loaded hog thing and then you went into depression, you know? And so I just, thanks for encouraging me to kind of step out a little bit because I probably wouldn't have without that.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big part of, I think, you know, when you have something like that on your demo, it kind of, you know, not only can you show your range, but I think it also gives people a good kind of little bit of a hint into your personality so they feel more comfortable reaching out to you and talking to you because it's like, hey, I kind of already know you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. So that was really good. I appreciated that. And I just had the best time. And I was pleasantly surprised at how my demo turned out. And Ted was great to work with. And so it's been kind of a whirlwind since March, actually. So yeah, I started kind of contacting people that I know in the community that do that are connected either to media or marketing, friends that I have that know people, and just started getting my demo out there. And I started making some connections, and I started getting some jobs.
Yeah, so what sort of jobs have you pulled together? I've seen the list, but for those of us who I haven't shared my email with, everybody who's listening, what sort of jobs have you been doing?
Really a variety, which is great, because I think that's the beauty of this profession. I started doing, I did a Chamber of Commerce Citizen of the Year video, which, you know, is kind of a little niche-y thing. But that was really fun. I've done some commercials for radio. We have a Lake of the Ozarks here in Missouri that's a really popular tourism area. And so there are a couple of magazines targeted towards people that have second homes. And so I was a spokeswoman for that, and I continue to be. I attend a really large church here in Columbia, and we are doing a series on Caitlyn Jenner and Westboro Baptist and Miley Cyrus and Adrian Peterson. And so I'm doing the voiceover for the bios for that. And that's been really fun. I also have an app voiceover coming up. And I live in a college town, so it's pretty hip, you know, active town. And there's an app called IQ Hall. And it's a help. It's supposed to help you find your favorite drink. And so I'm going to do some voiceovers for that. And then there's a haunted house promotion coming up, and it's actually in Indiana, mm-hmm. but a company I'm working with does some marketing for them. And so I'm going to do that. Yeah. I know.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So what have you found has been the surefire thing? Have you noticed any common threads in your marketing efforts that have really, you know, what is the thing that you feel has been working really well to your advantage when you're reaching out to these folks?
You know, in the class that I took, John said, you know, start local. And that's what I did. I just started making connections with people that I knew, that knew someone else, or, you know, you can't expect to go and be like some national voice for something right away. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's plenty of lucrative things going on just in your community. Mm-hmm. I've listened in the past to things going on in the community, and I'm contacting some of the like nonprofits to say, hey, I'd really like to do your, you know, Salvation Army commercial for Christmas season, and I would really like to do that for free just to start that. And so I would recommend that people just start local with who you know and what you know, mm-hmm. and go from there. And it kind of just spiderwebs, actually.
Gotcha. I would definitely agree. So do you have anything on the horizon that you're looking forward to? Any prospects that have, you know, projects that you have on the horizon that you can talk about?
Yeah, I've made a connection with the local orthopedic group here in town. Mm-hmm. And so there will be some commercials and medical opportunities. So that's exciting because that's pretty vast. Mm-hmm. And then I've also made a connection with our local internet, phone, TV system, you know, kind of those bundle packages. Mm-hmm. And they're local, but they do their own phone answering systems.
Okay.
And they're not very good. And I think they need me.
we'll make sure that they don't catch wind of this interview.
Okay. I think they'd be pretty honest to say, yeah, we just had like this Joe guy do it, you know.
So yeah, I think you know, one of the things that you've kind of pointed out here that a lot of people miss out on is, you know, a lot of folks look at this and they go, you know, I want to get into doing audiobooks or video games. And you know, you kind of said, you know, once you start scratching the surface in your local community, it's really surprising how much you can find that's just sitting there right under your nose. I mean, it sounds like that's what happened for you.
That's very true. And it's varied, you know, there's not a formula. And so, you know, just be open to whatever, have lots of conversations. When people ask what you do, you know, to keep you busy, saying I do voiceovers is such a conversation starter.
Yeah.
I've had people call me that somebody else, you know, that I talk to and somebody else talk to them and they're like, oh, my friend said that you do this. How did you get started?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so, it's amazing just saying, you know, oh, I do voiceovers.
Right.
what that can do for you.
Absolutely. It's something I tell my students all the time. You know, when you're out there meeting new people, tell them that you're a voice actor first and foremost, because the average person doesn't meet a voice actor every day. And I had said, you know, the exact same thing that is what has happened for you is what I said will happen for them. People are going to talk. That's something that you bring up at dinner. You know, how was your day today? Oh, I met a voice actor. And that's, mm-hmm. you know, it's absolutely the way it works.
And social media is great. My age group, they're into Facebook. My kids are always like, oh my gosh, you can post anything and you get like 200 likes. And so I created just the Facebook page about it. And that's been just a huge buzz. You know, what people are saying, oh my gosh, I didn't know you did that. I'll keep my ear open for things. And so I think that's, you know, LinkedIn, all those things. Mm-hmm. Just use social media to your advantage.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. There is no formula for it. And the more you diversify, the more these opportunities are going to present themselves and be open and appear for you.
Right. It's been crazy. Seriously, last November, taking a class out of curiosity, and now I'm like doing this. People are like, oh my gosh, what got you started? How did you do that? Uh-huh. Who are you? Yeah, it's been really, really fun. And, you know, it's been fun for me because I am not reliant on this as a sustainable career at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's made it fun for me.
Right.
But at some point, I hope to, you know, make it very lucrative.
Cool. So I guess one last thing here. For folks who are starting out or folks who have maybe already started out and aren't really getting a lot of return calls, what is something that you would suggest for people that are in that place?
Like I said, I feel like starting local, contact people in the marketing agencies in your area.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually very friendly with each other. I have found they're very friendly with each other. They're like, hey, we don't have anything, but you might contact so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
And so just see where that leads you. Call up some of your internet providers and say, hey, do you need anything done? I mean, it's all they can say is no,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
So it's okay to go ahead and take that risk.
Which my esteemed co-host says is no in the voiceover field always doesn't mean no. It means not right now. So I think that's another thing
right. To
keep in mind.
Absolutely. I've also made it a point to talk to other voiceover artists in the area and
okay.
say, hey, I know, you know, how did you, what are some tips you have for me? I know you do this, but like for my area, what would you suggest? And so people are really helpful and willing to be open about it. It's not like they're like, oh, this is competition.
Right.
So that's another thing you can do.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate this, and it was great having you on the show, and I'm looking forward to catching up with you maybe in a year or so and seeing where you're at then.
Well, thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. I appreciate your company. It's been great.
Thanks so much, Terry.
You know what I really like about that interview, Chris, is
me?
She, yeah, besides you, she hit on so many cylinders. She remembers what we taught her, and she put it to practice, and she remembers all the way back to John's class last December
and
some of the things he said in the class.
And she cracked the code. She picked up on all the things that were passing along,
exactly.
and she's doing it, and it just works.
And it works. And obviously, we wouldn't be teaching it that way if we didn't think it worked.
Right.
You know, and believe it or not, Chris and I follow those same ideas,
mm-hmm.
and it works for us. You know, we get work as well. So thank you, Terry, for such a interesting interview. And I guess it's reaffirming, if you will, that there's work out there and you can find it in your own backyard and just see where it takes you. And I'm glad you told her we may give her a call in about a year, because I have the feeling.
I think we'll hear back from her soon.
Yeah. I have the feeling that she's on her way and that there's more of bigger and national things in her future. She's got
I think
a great
so
voice and just a great personality, and I think that all plays a part, obviously, in the success.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So getting started in voice acting isn't hard to do as long as you take the right first step. I think you heard about that in this podcast.
A couple times now.
Might we suggest, and we're going to right now, our Voice Coach's Introduction to Voice Acting Adult Education class. It's called Getting Paid to Talk. In a single evening, you'll learn how to get started while enjoying an upbeat and realistic presentation at a university, college, school, or recreation department near you.
That's right. The We week of September 28th, look for our classes in Winston-Salem, Goldsboro, Harnett, Burlington, New Bern, Statesville, Bolivia, Rocky Mount, Spindale, North Carolina, and in New Hope, Doylestown, Greensburg, and Collegeville, Pennsylvania.
And if you're in Maine, you're in luck as well. We're going to be offering classes in Damariscotta, Falmouth, Casco, Waterboro, Wells, Kittery, Farmington, and South Paris, Maine. We'll tell you exactly when and where we're going to be near you if you'll just give us a call. 866-887-2834.
I didn't know Maine had such interesting names of cities and towns.
Yeah, it is.
Damariscotta and South Paris.
South Paris, there you go.
Wow. Anyway, you can also, if you know of some more interesting places in Maine that will entertain me for an afternoon, or if you've been out there doing some stuff and you want to get in touch with us, send us an email at podcast@voicecoaches.com, which is also the address to email us with any questions, comments, or topic suggestions for this wonderful weekly production. And thank you again for liking us on Facebook. And if you listen through iTunes, thanks for taking a moment to rate this podcast.
Yes, we do appreciate it very much. And again, thank you, Terry, for such a nice interview as well.
Indeed.
We could be interviewing you next. So stay tuned. You never know. Catch you next week.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.
He was right.
Yeah.
We have.
Yes.
And you can pick it up from there.
I didn't know where we were going.
I wasn't sure either.
You know, it's awesome. I took an adult education class in Columbia. Yeah, so Terry Eifert, a former student of ours, got in touch with us and John.
Yeah, you're right. See, I told you.
Yeah, this is a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't know how you got through that whole opening monologue with like nothing, no problems.
Yeah, except that I was going on and I realized that, so that's why I stopped.
I just
so
tuned
you
out.
Jump in. Yeah, you were gone. Oh, he's doing fine.
I'm
he can take this
about
all
this
the way through.
3-day weekend.
Yeah.
I'm just worried about, you know, swiping my arm and just severing a femoral artery.
Well, yeah, you could do that too with
if your femoral artery was in your arm.
Yeah. Just thinking the same thing. Wait a minute, isn't that your leg?
Yeah.
Okay, let's pick it up from the end of the interview.